Yes, welcome back to Wembley Stadium. You join us in the dying seconds of this North East thriller, the FA Cup final between Newcastle United and Sunderland. The score is 2-2, and if it stays like that, extra time and penalties could be on the cards. There's some movement on the United bench, though, and it looks like one last roll of the dice for Alan Pardew. He's going to give the nod to his new signing, Ian Fleming Dudgeon, signed last week for a club record fee of £80 million. And there are high hopes for this lad, formerly a worker at HMRC. Could a last-minute goal here silence the critics who say that a man who wears glasses and has a dodgy knee wasn't worth £80 million? It's Shola Amiobi who comes off, and straight away, Dudgeon's in the thick of it. A cheeky nutmeg to outdo Bolo Zenden. Plays it wide to Stephen Taylor. Taylor looking for support. Finds it in the form of Peter Lovenkrantz. Lovenkrantz knocking it back to Dudgeon. Dudgeon coming onto the ball. He's fully 25 yards from goal. Oh, what a strike! What a goal! Ian Dudgeon steaming onto the ball has absolutely unleashed one into the top right-hand corner. Simon Mignolet knew absolutely nothing about it. It's a stunning, stunning goal. There's the final whistle, and Newcastle, for the first time since 1955, have won the FA Cup, and it's all down to one man, Ian Fleming Dudgeon. He waves to family in the stands, Glenda, James, John, Sarah and Amelia, all watching on in total disbelief at these scenes. It's Dudgeon who wins it. Final score at Wembley, Newcastle United 3, Sunderland 2.
This has been a Bespoke Radio Limited production. For more information, go to www.bespokeradio.co.uk.